Kathy Roma, director of the World House, warms up the choir with a song that not only exercises the choir's vocal cords, but reminds them of their social purpose.
It's like we keep waiting for somebody to come along to get us all together. And my idea is that we are enough, and through our collective work together, can make change and not wait for some one person to come along and say, oh, let's do this.
For 30 years, Kathy Roma directed Muse, a women's choir in Cincinnati that sings for peace and social justice. Roma named the World House Choir after one of Dr. Martin Luther King's final essays. In his essay, King compares our modern world to a house that we all have inherited and must live in together if we are to survive.
And I thought, wow, you know, the World House Choir, aren't we all supposed to be on this planet getting along? And how do we do that? And how do we affect change by our singing?
Derek Weston co-founded the choir with Roma. Weston is the director of the Coretta Scott King Center at Antioch College. While Roma was first inspired by Dr. King, Reverend Weston sought to revive the activist work of his wife, Mrs. King, who spoke out for other social issues long after Dr. King's death. Reverend Weston notes that Coretta Scott King was an amazing soprano and trained musician whose singing inspired freedom marchers.
That's something that music can do that an essay can't. That's something that music can do that even the most coherent logical proof can't compel people to move and get out of their seats the way that music can.
Weston and Roma believe this kind of musical energy will raise awareness for issues of social justice within Ohio and beyond. So it's not just what the choir sings, but where they sing and with whom. Roma wants to reach those who do not come to concerts in halls or churches.
Also, what happens if we go to Dayton and we sing in the street? Or what happens if we go to Warren Correctional or to Madison Correctional?
Roma wants the World House Choir to sing with prison inmates to call attention to those who are most forgotten. But she also believes this activism begins with nurturing the diversity of a singing community who learn from each other's differences.
Maybe if everybody could say, I feel better when there are Muslim people or Jewish people or African-American people, or, you know, that there's a young people, high school and people in college. It feels like a better community when we have these people singing together.
Cheryl Levine, a Jewish member of the World House Choir, connects this diversity to the Jewish concept of tikkun olam, the commandment to help others make the world whole. Levine had never joined a community chorus before because the usual repertoire of Christian songs feels alienating to her.
Instead of feeling part of a community, I feel separate. I'm like, wow, I'm singing about Christ on the cross, and this is so not me. And so you just sort of silently sing these words, and you're thinking, wow, you know, I'm really I'm a Jewish girl here.
But the World House Choir is different. Cheryl believes that this choir will welcome these religious differences rather than assume everyone feels the same about the lyrics. As a tribute to Mrs. King, Kathy Roma chose a repertoire of mostly spirituals and gospel-style songs for this debut concert. Cheryl Levine describes her experience during rehearsals.
It's a strange thing to be talking and singing about Jesus, you know, as a Jewish woman. It feels strange in my mouth, but we must remember that under that strangeness are so many universal truths and desires. So I know when I'm singing about Jesus in this choir, I'm singing a prayer for hope and for faith and for love and for peace, and I guess that's okay with me.
Fortunately, both Reverend Weston and Kathy Roma also recognize the need for a multicultural repertoire as the choir grows, Again, Reverend Weston.
I want the repertoire of the choir to speak to the spiritual longings that come from all of our faith traditions and from those who have no faith tradition, but who are still longing for purpose and meaning and who do have awareness of soul and spirit. I also feel like there are songs of struggle that come from more than just the spirituals. Immigrant communities in this country have their own songs of struggle.
With a hymn that we're going to sing together. So in your program, there are words.
With the opening song of the Coretta Scott King concert, Kathy Roma encouraged an inclusion of the whole audience within the World House, Reverend Weston.
It was almost like an invitation to dialogue. I mean, from the very first piece, the barrier between this is a choir and this is an audience came down, and we were all kind of on this journey together. It was a really spiritual moment. Gave you this feeling that we're about to experience something really unique together.
Near the end of the concert, Reverend Weston spoke of how Coretta Scott King had to find her own voice after her husband's death. He compared Mrs. King's experience to the mission he hoped for the World House Choir.
All of this tonight has been about us finding a voice for those who don't have a voice. The next group of people that will hear this choir perform will be a group of prison inmates because they need to have their voices heard. In a system that has been developed to treat people like numbers, in a system that has been developed to dehumanize people, they need a voice. And we're going to give them a voice and be a voice along with them.
There is lots of work to be done, so eloquently spoken by Derek Weston. Now, there's one more job, and that is one more song to sing.
There's a task that lies before us. We are strong.
How do we get the nerve to meet somebody that's different? Maybe we go sing and we join issues and ideas that are important to that group of people and join with them, and then it gets bigger and bigger. We don't want to just come together to sing. That's not the purpose. It's to be in each other's lives and sing.
For WYSO Community Voices, this is David Seitz.